My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Tommy. Would you marry your dad?
Just like the gays.
Tommy, would you marry your son?
Yes, of course. My God, I wish I could.
Tommy, would you marry your dad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course I would do it.
Christina, would you marry your son?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you marry your dad?
Yeah, of course. I live for this kind of shit. Yeah.
Just like the gays.
Would you marry your mom?
No.
Come on.
I think I'd marry my dad.
Okay. Christina.
Yeah.
Would you marry your mom?
I don't know.
Please.
No.
Would you marry your dad?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. For sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really would. Just like the gays.
Would you marry your dad?
Oh my God, that's outstanding. That is Gay Questions by MC Fluid Bond.
That's really good.
Fluid Bonder, is that what it says? Let's see what it says there.
God damn.
Tommy.
Can't see it.
Tommy.
Where is it?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Just like gays.
Would you marry your dad?
Hilarious. That's really funny.
You know, what really just got me to thinking now is who I would choose to marry, my mom or my dad.
We did it. We did this.
Who did I choose? Well, my mom's dead, but let's say they were both alive.
Yeah.
I didn't choose.
I thought you did choose.
Did I?
I thought so.
Well, who did I say?
I don't remember. I thought this was part of...
God, they're both so fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would you marry, my dead mom or my dad?
I asked them, will you ever date your mom?
Little known fact is that people really liked that clip. Yeah. And we assume, because we didn't get a lot of traffic on it through email or Twitter, that they didn't. But
yeah.
One listener emailed and likened it to a Yelp review, that sometimes you only see a review when there's something negative to
right.
be said.
It's really, it's a good thing.
Once in a while he calls me mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it actually was a big, yeah. A lot of feedback after we put it out there that we didn't know.
We just didn't know if it was really hitting hard as other bits on the show.
Because we were like, we really would, you know? So, oh, good.
Get your email. As long as you're getting your emails during the show.
As long as my emails come in, we're solid.
And I was like, would you ever date your mom?
He's like, you know, I really would.
Do you think those are two of the dumbest people to live on Earth?
On Earth ever?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so beyond anything. Here's the thing, too, is that they're not dumb enough to know how to conduct an interview. You know? Like, most people, if they're into incest, would be like, whoa. And just, you assume, would just, you know, not even sit down to talk about it.
Right. There should be a level
of
shame.
They're trying to justify it.
Yeah. You should have a level of shame where you're trying to conceal what you're doing.
Like they're even,
that's intelligence, though. That's the mark of intelligence shame.
But they also have the intelligence to actually justify it with kind of pretty decent logic because...
It's just like the gays.
It is just like the gays. The gays do it.
Yeah, their own logic.
Yeah.
Huh.
So...
Oh, boy.
I think I'll fucking turn that off.
What's
now.
What's going on?
There's emails coming in. I should just shut it down. I did. Anyways.
Would you marry your mom?
Now I'll marry my mom. This one has emails on it, too. Hold on. Let me give it that. Out.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Now, you just came back off the road
last
night. You've been touring constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, this morning, I think what's on both of our minds is... What happened to my morning dump?
Yeah, it's a great point.
Because
I know you had a really interesting story about it.
Well, I did because we woke up together and we both have our coffees and then we both take turns dumping. And I had my coffee, but there was no dump.
Yeah.
And there were lots of farts, fart, fart, no dump. And I'm like, what's going on here?
The thing that I like is that you've mentioned it a lot. You've talked about it quite a bit since then. So
it's just like the gays.
It is just exactly like the gays.
Book, do you have any theories? Can you help me on this?
Yeah, your dump's not ready.
Yeah, but I usually go every morning like clockwork, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could help, but it's just not ready.
I have a theory. If you're willing to hear it,
I'm willing to go wherever you're willing to take me now. Okay. Yeah.
The theory is this morning, you know, we have the Nespresso machine and we have different flavor pods. Mm-hmm. And I normally go with Intenso, which is a very bold, strong flavor of coffee. It's very strong.
Oh, and the Nespresso. Yeah, yeah.
And the Nespresso.
Yeah.
But this morning I went with Pumpkin Spice, which is a lighter coffee. And I think because I chose a lighter coffee, it didn't produce the bowel movement that I desired.
It's a reasonable theory. It's a reasonable theory. Mm. You could be onto something. And it's interesting, too. It's a very interesting theory.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, what I'm hoping to do, because I gave up my iced double Americano with a splash of half and half. I went the double tall soy latte.
Which is old school for you.
Old school.
That's
this is old school
order.
Jam.
Yeah.
But I'm drinking it with a straw to preserve the whiteness of my teeth.
Yep.
And we'll see if this produces the bowel movement. We may have to pause the show so I can go shit in real time.
Also, very, very interesting.
Well, I feel like it's nice to involve the listeners in our bowel movement. They don't always get to be a part of it.
Yeah, and now they are. So hopefully that dump comes real soon, you know?
P-O-P, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I meant it to say P-O-O-P.
Oh, P-O-O-P.
Oh, that. Now.
That's silly.
All right, we haven't even officially opened our show. We probably should.
Oh, gosh.
What are we doing?
Oh, heavens.
Let's get in there. Let's do it. Ready?
Ready.
Let's do it, Jeans.
And then me, you're going to make a V hand shape and it's going to rotate on your other hand's palm. Then to sign like butthole, you're going to make a relaxed fist with the pinky side out. And then you're going to make an H hand shape with the other hand. And it's just going to mime licking that butthole. You're also going to use some tongue action there, so...
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Hey, Tom.
Welcome to a new addiction of yours. It's called Your Mom's House Podcast, and we are practicing signing I Want to Toss Your Salad.
Yeah. What I like is her total seriousness to it.
She's totally committed. She's fantastic.
She's like, it's kind of creepy when she licks her lips, though. She goes, yeah. Let me see that one.
Hey, folks, Dirty Sons with Kristen. I learned an awesome sign today. It's taint.
So, I love this girl.
Yeah, she's really enthusiastic.
Yeah.
She's showing you dirty sign language, I think, is
it's so good.
The thing. It's great, you know?
Here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to fingerspell it. So it's T-A-I-N-T.
You know what's great about this girl, though? This is very juvenile.
Yeah.
Like, if you were 11 and someone was like, you want to know how to spell taint?
Of course.
Like, yeah.
Of course.
It's just like when you learn a foreign language, the first thing you ask for is the dirty words.
Yeah.
I remember going to Peru as a kid and learning, like, I understood a lot of Spanish, but all of it was Spanish my mother spoke.
Yeah.
So
fun Spanish.
None. First thing was like, how do you say fuck? How do you
of course.
Like, insult and like, yeah.
Of course.
And they tried to trick you. You know,
because
all those my cousins, Roro and
oh,
like, they were like, they said, we had lunch or something. They said, oh, do you know how to say, how to ask for ketchup? And I was like, no. And they're like, you say, like, concha tu madre. And then they'll bring, and I was like, I'm not that fucking dumb.
You know, right, you know what madre
I know. So they were
means
like,
dumb
like,
shits.
Oh, okay.
Well, in their defense, your cousins are sociopaths. They are. One
so?
Of them, yes. One of them is definitely not.
You're bullshitting.
Not well. Oh yeah, at the wedding.
Not well,
he's a sociopath. When we were at
wait, that's mean.
At
why
cousin
is he a sociopath?
Jeanette's wedding.
Yeah.
Just he's got those eyes.
He does have crazy eyes.
Yeah, either it's foreign cousin eyes or sociopath eyes.
I think they might be foreign cousin eyes. He's focused too, and he's intense.
Laser. That's it.
Yeah.
Intensity, laser focus. He says really
he's
inappropriate.
A
he's a high achiever, yeah. Which a lot of them are. But he also has a very direct sense of humor. Yeah. It's funny. He makes me laugh a lot.
Yeah,
I really enjoy him,
definitely
actually.
Definitely looks through you, though.
Yeah, ice cold.
He's got real crazy
eyes. Yeah,
cold. No, but he's sweet. He's a sweetheart, actually.
Mm-hmm.
At his core.
You can say that, sure.
No, I do. I'm saying he's one of those guys who puts off, like, oh shit, like real intense.
Yeah.
At his core, he's a real sweetheart.
Now, what was he like younger? Did he strangle puppies?
No.
Was there hurting animals?
Nothing like that. No.
You
no,
sure
no.
about that?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely not. No. He's,
shaving llamas?
No. He was, you know, he's kind of an alpha male.
Yes.
And all that. But
sense that.
Not hurting
no.
animals.
Now, they're brothers, these two boys that you spent time with. Now,
three
is,
of them.
Is he the older? Oh, right. Is
three
he the eldest? Of?
He is. Crazy Eyes is
so
the
So that's
oldest.
Why. So maybe that's
yeah.
why.
Yeah. And yeah. the high achiever.
Yeah.
They all are. But they have totally different personalities. 100%.
Isn't that interesting?
Very different.
How is
same
that
household.
Possible?
Yeah. And then the youngest one is very much a young, you know what I mean? The young, the
you
baby.
Know what I mean?
The baby of the group.
What's his name?
The youngest is Diego.
Yeah, I like Diego.
You've never met Diego.
Have I met Diego?
No,
who
you know,
do I mean?
Roro.
Roro. And yeah. what's the sociopath?
Jorge. He's not a sociopath.
Jorge. Now, who's the one that told me about the pink dolphins?
Juan Luis.
I love Juan Luis. Wow. I think he's my favorite.
He's a sweetheart, too.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah.
I miss those guys.
Yeah. Let's go to Peru.
That's what I told you was kind of the like one of the most exciting parts of that wedding was hanging out with those dudes.
Yeah. Because
they were like my homies.
Why don't you marry your mom and then you could go over there all the time?
I wanted to marry my mom, but I couldn't, you know?
I think we should plan.
Mom, I love you.
Maybe we should plan a trip to Peru or a vacation where we get to meet somewhere.
Yeah.
And see them. That would be fun.
I want them to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii's great.
You know why?
Why?
Easier for us.
That's true.
That's awesome.
You always plan the trip that's easiest for us. That's number one.
Aren't you happy about
Durr,
that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my favorite person.
Yeah, this sweet girl.
This girl is awesome. Yeah, why shouldn't deaf people know how to sign everything everyone else is saying?
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they have. That's how this is out there. Yeah.
And then we're going to explain what a taint is.
Okay.
So first we're going to sign vagina. Nope, not the vagina. Asshole. Nope, not the asshole. Between.
Oh, so you go vagina.
No.
What is that? Was it asshole?
Asshole.
What was asshole?
Yeah, like that.
I kind of don't know where it
no,
is now.
What between.
Is the fucking goddamn thing? There's vagina.
Not the vagina.
No.
Asshole.
Okay. Asshole. No. You go no. And then you go Between.
Nope. Not the asshole. Between.
Atta girl. Atta girl.
You know how to fucking say taint.
So you're going to sign the live long and prosper sign, but on its side and with its palm facing towards you, and then you're going to chop that a couple of times.
That's between.
I like that.
It's great.
So again, T-A-I-N-T. Not the vagina. Not the anus. Between. Hooray! Thanks for watching.
Yeah, good girl. Yeah,
she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey folks, Dirty Signs with Kristen. In honor of Valentine's Day coming up, I figured we'd do a really romantic phrase of "Will you toss my salad?"
This is, you know, you realize this is meant for you.
Yeah, for as a message?
Of course.
Are you saying that you want me to do it for Valentine's Day?
I've wanted you to do it every day. Since I've met you.
But it's never going to happen.
Will
we've covered this.
Never?
No, it's never going to happen.
Man.
No, I mean it. Your butthole is so daunting and hairy and chocolatey. Even though we have the Totos now, the Washlet 350E, I don't trust
it's
the cleanliness.
Super clean. It's really, really
clean. Why don't
clean.
You run your finger along your ass crack right now,
babe,
and take a whiff?
Babe.
Because I don't believe you.
Babe,
what? We're just dressed like pups. It's not sexual.
Run your finger along your crack of your ass. You don't need to finger your hole. You don't want to come back with shit on your finger.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Will you do that for me right now?
Smell what your nuts smell like at different times of the day.
Would you run your finger in your butthole right now and smell it?
Yeah.
And then tell me
of
if
course.
You feel right
now. Learn what your ass smells like. What your cock and balls smell like.
It's just some... It's harmless pup play.
It's just
it's
a
all it
guys
is,
in suits.
It's just friends hanging out. It's like a cigar club.
It is. It's like golfing or any other fun hobby. Oh, Jesus.
It might be my thing.
A cacophony.
Hello? All right, we're back. So what happened was that's a tour shirts.
What do they look like so people know what to buy when they see you?
So I'm bringing them with me everywhere. Let's see. I'll show you right now.
Oh, the tour shirts.
It's like for the tour. Let me see. Here it is. Let's see if it comes up. It's the no teeth, no entry.
Oh, very good. I like that.
It's got its own shirt.
That's awesome. And I like this guy with no teeth in the front.
Dave Glock drew it. Very talented. Very talented guy.
Very nice.
So anyways, that was a messenger dropping them
very cool.
So I have some with me every week. I can't like bring, you know, tons and tons, but I bring some.
Yeah, because you physically have to pack them in a suitcase and then fly across the country and take them city to city. It's a
bit
of a
bitch. The other thing, like some people ship them first. Maybe I should do that.
You should do that.
I don't know, man.
You know what? I've done that before. The reason I'm against it is because if you ship it to the venue, 9 times out of 10, whoever collects it doesn't know or it's outside. No one picks it up. I don't think it's safe.
I'll tell you this. It's a pain in the ass.
It sucks, yeah.
No, I'm saying even traveling with them is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Of course, because you have an extra bag.
Yeah.
Then, like, every city I get to, I have to coordinate. First, like, hey, man, can I drop off this bag?
Right.
Yeah, and then it's, well, I don't know, or what time. And so there's that whole mess. And then you're coordinating with a salesperson, like, to sell them.
And then you've got sizes. So now you've got to bring, you don't have XL, you don't have L's.
Then there's the settlement. Did I even tell you what happened? Over the weekend, one of the cities. So they count your shirts when you give them to them, and then they count how many you have at the end, and that's how many you have left. That tells you
what your money is.
So the guy did that, and he was like, okay. And then we counted the money, and it was off.
Mm.
And he's like, and he started doing like, so is that right? And we're like, no, that's wrong. How much is it supposed to be? And we kept repeating the same numbers.
No.
So I thought what he was doing was doing the wear you down technique.
Uh-huh.
Where you keep saying it, and then what that person hopes for.
Oh, forget it, buddy.
Yeah, is that you go.
Right.
So I just went like, well, I guess, you know, just count it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was, and then he kept looking around. Like, I go, like, do you think money's laying under shirts or something? You know, it was just like this ongoing thing. So I told the promoter, I go, I'm going to go here and talk to some friends. You handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, 20 minutes later, I went back. he had miscounted the shirts at the end.
Yeah.
So he was, the correct amount of money was there.
Right.
But at first, I really thought he was just trying to be slick with it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's human error. It's all small. Yeah. But you know what? It's funny because in our business, there's human error all the time.
Of course.
Where they give you the ticket things and the numbers don't match. I would say most of the time, I get paid inaccurately or something's inaccurate. And
yeah, it's another thing. By the way, for all businesses, I mean, I had one a few months ago where I finished the show. And, you know, for people that don't know how it works in comedy, I mean, every gig you do has its own contract, right?
Yeah.
And it was like a percentage. And then you knew how many tickets are involved, right? Like, you know exactly the price of the tickets. So the math is really, for somebody that's horrible at math, it's very easy and laid out. So the guy was like, you sold out. So I'm like, great, that's that many tickets. That's at that ticket price. And that's the percentage. And he goes, guess what you made? And I go, I don't have to guess. He's like, what do you mean?
Your job.
I go, well, there's no guessing because I know. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, what do you think it is? I go,
oh my God.
I don't think it's something. I know what it is.
Right.
And then I told him, and he's like, that's not what I have. And I go, yeah, there's not different versions of what it could be. It is this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the deal was X number of tickets at X dollars for the result of this percentage. And I explained that to him. He was like, I don't know what is going on here.
Yeah, they never
do. And they start like calling other people. And I was just sitting there like,
it's exhausting.
And in the end, he was like, you know what? You actually had the number right. And I was like, yeah, of course, man.
Yeah. Because it's in the contract that we both signed months and months and months ago.
These, like,
no, my favorite is I did a club where the ticket count was one thing and then the dollar amount was another. And I'm like, this is so wrong. Like, it's wrong. Well, what happened was,
they always have,
you know, it was from the show before, the numbers got mixed up and it's like, what is this? What business are we?
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Speaking of another business, how about the airline thing that happened to me this week?
All right. You bought a ticket for someone.
I have the coordinating travel is horrible, as most people know. When you're coordinating it for a tour like I'm doing, where it's a different city every day, it's really, like, you know, stressful.
Yeah.
So, and also I bring an opening act and I take care of their travel. So I reached out to management company, and they were like, well, yeah, what people do is they use a travel agent who specializes in touring, right? So you go, okay, so I hire these people. It's really actually reasonable fee. They just put a fee on a ticket booked, right? And they get discounts. So you, anyways, I also get notifications on my phone when my card is used, the credit card pops up that, like $7,500 charge pops up on my phone. I was like, whoa, what is that? So I call the credit card company and they go, oh yeah, it's British Airways. I'm like, well, as much as I'd love to go to the UK, I haven't bought anything on British Airways. And they're like, well, you did now. So they're like, is it fraud? I'm like, I guess so, because I didn't buy it.
Well, and it's not uncommon to have fraud on our cards. I think one time somebody in London went to like Versace. And it's so weird. Card thievery happens in the UK a lot.
Yeah,
that a lot was, of those mandems.
My favorite about that was that those mandems called and they just asked very nonchalantly. They go, hey, did you spend, Mr. Segura, we have your, you know, this is whatever credit card. Did you spend $25,000 at Christian Dior in London? And I go, no, I actually did not.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. Well, somebody did.
Thank you very much.
So anyways, it turns out not only, there was no fraud. The travel guy accidentally, he's explained that like on the profiles, that if he does things too quickly, that the profile doesn't move on to the next.
Oh, sure. Right. So doesn't refresh.
And I explained it and I totally believed it. But he was like, I had your profile up. I then, you know, was done with you. I pulled up the next person's and I had their thing ready to go and I just hit purchase and it used your profile information for their ticket. And then I, not only was it that, but that I bought it for a very special guy.
You're going to tell him who it is?
I mean, I think I deserve a little.
Yeah. Gratuity. Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's Robert Pattinson.
He's a vampire.
Yeah.
Babe, you just bought a vampire plane ticket.
Because he's Team
Edward. That's Team Edward?
Team Edward, yeah.
I'm Team Edward all the way.
Guess what I did?
What?
When I found out it was for him,
yeah,
I said, let him keep it. I said, it's a joy to purchase.
Because you're really a big fan of those Twilight movies. I know. You love them.
I go, listen, I've been looking at Robert for about 7-8 years now.
Yeah.
Long enough to feel like I owe him a $7,500.
You really are Team Edward over Jacob, though, right? I mean, let's be serious here for a minute.
100%.
Yeah. Edward. What do you like more about Edward versus Jacob?
I mean, just he has a better nose.
Yeah, he does. Taylor Lautner kind of has like a wonky nose.
Kind of a button, like a square, almost like a baby nose.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But it's oddly big, too. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. What else?
I don't know, those big British eyes, like those.
Yeah.
That jawline. You know.
But Team Jacob's hunkier.
Yeah, but who'd be more fun to hang out with?
That's a really good question. Hey!
Shh. God damn it.
Shh. It's a really good question because Edward's like this educated, he's been alive for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
But then Jacob, they're kind of all about the party and the fun. They're down to earth. They keeps it real.
They do.
So it's kind of, hey, come here, numbnuts.
You think that sounds good for our show?
Come here.
No, do you think it's good when you yell "Hey" into the mic?
Come here, buddy. My head's away.
It's pretty loud.
Come here. Well, do you want her to keep barking or do you want it to stop?
Hey.
Do you want her to stop?
I want her to stop.
Then she stopped because I have her. Stay here, dummies.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I can take a shit soon.
Well, so who are you choosing, Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I switch depending on my mood, but Edward abandoned her. Let's not forget. To kill you, I abandoned her in her time of need.
About Robert and
Taylor Lautner,
yeah,
not as characters,
no.
Not as vampires.
No, the real.
Oh,
guys.
I like Team Edward. Yeah, I like him more aesthetically.
Robert,
you know why? I don't really like muscular dudes. It's not my thing.
Thanks. Got it.
I don't like those big horse cocked, muscular. Fit, athletic looking guys. Okay, you know, I'm gonna rein these dogs in. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Why? Why? What? What's
what
the drum?
What are we doing?
I'm putting them.
You're the fucking shit personality champ.
Oh my God. You're just grumpy because you're tired and you've been on the road for a long time and you're grumpy.
Yeah, but also because you won't, you know.
But.
So to say this inside, I'm going to say my salad, you toss salad, mean lick butthole.
See?
That's I really like her.
She's fantastic.
She brightens my day.
You should take a couple cues from her.
So we're going to start off with my, just put your hand on your chest. Salad, you're actually going to mime tossing a salad, and you're going to puff your cheeks out. So,
I can do that.
You're going to point to the person. To sign toss salad, I'm going to do the same as the sign for salad, but slightly larger, and I'm going to mouth the word toss while I'm signing it. So,
it's awesome.
And then mean, you're going to make a V hand shape, and it's going to rotate on your other hand's palm. Then to sign like butthole, you're going to make a relaxed fist with the pinky side out. Mm. And then you're going to make an H hand shape with the other hand. And it's just going to mime licking that butthole. You're also going to use some tongue action there. So
that's awesome.
So we're going to put it all together and say, my salad, you toss salad. Toss. Mean. Yeah, that's so hot. All right. Hooray. Thanks for watching.
It's hot.
Oh, I didn't know she was going down that route.
I didn't think so either.
It's hot. That's jeez. So hot. Wow.
We know what she's into now.
Yeah.
Little piglet.
Yeah. Jeez. She's an animal. Not like you.
Do you think she's into tossing someone's salad or having hers toss?
I think she's into all of it. She seems like the kind of person that would be down with any of it.
She's really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I mean, look at her. She's doing videos
look
about
at her.
Well, she's doing videos about how to say toss it and I want to toss salad.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Remember there was an
she's like, that's so hot. I mean, she's into it.
She's into it.
Yeah.
Are you into her now because of that?
Of course. That's so attractive.
Remember there was a time where people wrote in and they were like, I would eat Tom's asshole.
They were coming up to me at shows. Sometimes, you know, actually not sometimes. I think 99% of the time. It was as couples yeah. where like the guy would be like, he would not
go what? Go
it.
For it.
He'd go do it. And she'd be like, I would lick your butthole. Like she would say it like that.
Like he totally put it up,
yeah,
put her
course,
up to it or
course.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm supposed to say I would lick your butthole. And then I would look at the guy and he'd be like, see?
Yeah. There you go.
And I'd go, oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Special.
It does feel like a really nice thing to say to somebody.
Did it make you feel nice inside?
Yeah. I thought it was like, it was kind of like maybe, I don't know. I felt like kind of like I was in a wheelchair and somebody goes like, oh, you know, I would fuck you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, thanks. Not that like if you're in a wheelchair, no one says that, but it felt kind of like they were putting their arm around me.
Right. Like yeah, sure. Giving you a
like
cookie.
I was the last kid picked on the team.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can play with us.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yours is the last butthole on earth I would lick, maybe.
The last one.
Let me think. Hold on.
You're such a jerk.
I don't know. I just know you. You haven't smelled your butthole, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to run my finger along the crack?
Yeah.
It's clean right now. So
let's do it anyways.
Why?
Because I want to verify my belief that I think even if you do wash, I feel like an hour later, it just gets gamey again.
Well, it gets gamier throughout the day, of course, but well, right now it's not.
Sure. Go ahead.
Why would it be right now?
Listen, if you have a minute, if you have a moment.
I'm busy. I'm doing this show right now.
Throughout your day, just run your finger along your crack. There's no need to put your finger in your asshole. You don't want to get shit on your finger.
It sounds like I don't have to press the button anymore. It's true.
Are you going to do it or not?
No. I'm not a fucking...
How are we going to move towards this goal if you don't reassure me that it doesn't smell bad?
It doesn't smell bad. It doesn't.
But you're not reassuring me
Wait,
enough.
Why don't you run your finger along my crack?
Because I don't want to smell it.
It doesn't smell.
I need you to verify that it smells.
It doesn't smell.
Okay.
Babe, I showered. Showered.
Doesn't matter.
After the dump.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter. Of course it matters.
No, because you're gross. Everything's gross all the time.
Oh, my God. So much going on politically. One of my, you know, I love hearing the different perspectives on all the issues. This is one that I'm very much captivated by.
Building the wall. Told y'all the wall was coming. We're going to keep the motherfuckers out. We running the industry now. Go and follow Lil Trump. and see the wall be built. Follow history as we build this wall around the industry. Lil Trump, we here, baby.
Absolutely fantastic. This is just a black guy in a blonde wig with a blue coat and a red tie, and he's Lil Trump. I don't know.
What's he selling? What's his, like, what's the angle?
I don't know.
Just followers?
I think so.
That's why I don't that's why I think I don't understand is, like, what's the sell?
It makes me so happy. I saw it on the Street Watchers page on Instagram, and I don't know exactly, but I love so much about how, just how simple, first of all, the outfit is, you know, that he was just like, okay, I'll be Trump. How so? Well, I'll put on a red tie and I'll put on a blonde wig. We're going to talk about the wall. I'm just going to pick up two bricks.
Mm.
And that he's essentially just saying, I'm Trump. I'm Lil Trump because I got a wig, basically.
Right. You
know? A horrible blonde wig.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucking funny.
And it's also, just go out to the front lawn. We'll just film on the front lawn.
Front lawn. We're building the wall, baby. And then he said, we're going to keep the motherfuckers out.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I absolutely love it. I've watched it over 40 times.
Oh, I know, and you've been repeating it over and over and over.
The wall. I told y'all the wall was coming. We're going to keep the motherfuckers out. We running the industry now.
What's the industry?
I don't know. That's why I don't understand any of it. We running the industry
and then
now.
And he says, we here, baby. What are you talking about?
Go and follow Lil Trump and see the wall be built.
Okay.
See the wall be built.
Follow history.
As we build this wall around the industry.
Around the industry.
Huh.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Is this guy in it for the social media glory?
Well, you know.
What's he doing?
I mean, the way he's talking, it sounds like, you know, the way like a rapper would talk. Like we're taking over the industry.
I'm sorry. Where's your water?
Hmm?
Where's your water?
Oh, it's over here. It's under the table.
Oh, is it? Let's see that, because I'm looking and I don't see you having any water. It's interesting because I'm sipping on my scissors.
Let me finish Lil Trump, because there's also footage
it's so refreshing.
Of Trump at the White House having breakfast.
Only in the mansion you get to eat like this. No Waffle House, no Hutter House. You have to be invited to the mansion to eat like this. Uh-huh. This is how we do it. Every day, baby.
Uh-huh.
This is how we live.
Yeah.
In the mansion, baby.
In the mansion. I don't know why he would say the mansion as opposed to the White House.
Sure.
The best part of this clip is that is, you know, presumably where it should end.
Yeah.
And
they just keep
rolling.
Right. And cut.
And no one knows what to do.
No.
So the guy's just staring at the camera.
It's a nice house, though.
Yeah, it's great.
Nice
breakfast, for sure.
Sure.
It's got orange juice, coffee, milk.
And orange slices, too. I like that.
University of Georgia mug.
Patties, waffle. I mean,
and then he, from the food back to the guy.
Yeah.
The guy still puts his fork and knife up and makes an X. I don't know what that means. Okay. He's in a robe with his blonde wig.
All right. Well, they've got the flag there. That's good prop work.
Yeah. All right. Just let him eat, man.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's good when it's like that gooey.
I'm doing that too. He's putting the yolk with the potatoes. That's a really good move.
Well, I don't find that one as hilarious as you do. I like it, but I'm not like LOLing so much.
I
think we agree to disagree on that one.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, all I'm saying is if you're looking for maybe a unique perspective on the political situation, maybe Lil Trump is the way to go.
He's on Crossfire next week.
Yeah. Yes. So that's just, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Now, one thing that we haven't visited in a while is coaching. I love coaches with a message. And this is a Little League coach, a Little League baseball coach.
Mm.
And it's pretty intense how he talks to children playing baseball.
This is our last night. Everyone understand, last game of the season, Aiden, eyes on me.
Like, if you have to say eyes on me, you know.
They're not interested.
Of course, they're kids. How old do you think these kids are?
I can't see
Make sure you guys remember what our goals are when we step on this field.
Uh-oh.
Jackson with an X. What's one of our goals Jackson when we step on this field?
To do your best game.
Okay, not even close.
I agree.
Yeah.
Good, coach. Good.
To do your bestest? Not even close.
Well, that's not the superlative of best.
And the way that that kid's voice just sounded, I'm guessing 6 or 7 is the age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our goals are to hit dingers, Everybody better have their eyes on me. Eyes on me, Rylan. Hit dingers. Disgrace the pitcher's family. Make the other family's other players cry.
I like this.
And stomp their butts into the ground. Does everyone understand that?
Yes. I like this.
Pretty great.
I would have Ellis play with this guy.
Yeah.
This is real life shit.
I like
agree.
Coaches like
you
this.
Know, because doing your just do your best is really not good life advice.
Yeah.
Because it's not really the point. The point is to win.
Yeah.
Because losing sucks.
I know.
Nope. You should always teach your children that.
I'll take them out of any participation award shit.
Get
too.
The fuck out of here with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Or merit awards. I used to get a bunch of those too. Yeah.
There are two types of people in this world. There's two types of people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There's coach? Winners.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
And there's losers.
All right.
Just so that we're clear, every time we step on this field,
yeah.
our goal is to be a winner.
Yep.
There you go.
How many how many parents got infuriated by this?
I'm sure a lot.
Speech. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're losers, so they would.
That's right. Yeah.
I like this guy.
And if your dad has said, "Oh, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, just as long as you have fun."
Yeah,
well, I hate to say it, your dad's a loser.
Yeah.
I agree with Coach.
Right about that.
I agree with Coach.
Especially at this age.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to, what is it, the Pee Wee League?
Oh, yeah, this is fucking really early Pee Wee.
Dominate yeah. that shit.
Yeah. You got to teach them that losing sucks. Losing's not okay. Seriously. I believe it.
Well, I think this horse shit that, you should just have fun. Like, no, actually, when you're playing a competitive sport, it's not about having fun.
No.
If you wanted to just have fun, you wouldn't play a game.
Right.
You would go out and rally or what a volley or whatever, like in tennis.
Sure,
you
sure.
don't play for score.
Yeah.
But you're scoring, so
yeah,
you may as well fucking try to win, loser.
The scoring is to try to score more points.
That's real. Yeah, that's right. So then that's why there's a scoreboard.
Yeah.
Dip, you dipshit.
You fucking dumb shit.
You dummy dumb.
Dumb shit, motherfucker.
No, I agree. This guy's spot on.
Now, if that was...
Excellent work.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Yeah, I agree.
I remember those coaches, man. I do.
Yeah, of course. That's how we were raised. That's, you know, Gen Xers and Gen Yers. That's how we were raised. And then, you know, now it's all fucking pussified. Nobody talks to kids. Nobody tells kids the truth anymore.
Yeah,
about life. Everything's sugar-coated, and these poor fools have no clue what's happening when they go out in the real world. You know,
there's a
it's unfortunate for them. I'm not criticizing the kids. It's not their fault.
No, I know.
It's the adults who have failed them.
There's a lot of leagues like that now where they go, like, everybody gets a trophy. They
oh,
really do.
Fuck off.
I mean, that's
are
like
you being serious?
Absolutely.
Everybody gets a trophy for what? Just
there
showing
are,
up?
Everybody gets a trophy leagues. Yes, there are.
Our kids not on those. Do you know that?
No, of course not.
That's never going to happen in my world.
No.
Why would you get a trophy just for doing it? The world doesn't
because
reward
they don't
you.
Want, like, they don't want anyone's feelings to get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. God
that's
forbid
why.
A kid would. You know, I can't even get into it. But
why?
Hurt feelings are what motivate you to change and do better.
Of course.
If you never get your feelings hurt, then you never realize
feeling
what
that
you're
loss
doing.
Yeah. Is what makes you want to work harder.
Of course. Yeah. And you learn to deal with loss as a child. That's
or if
number
you
one.
You see everybody else get the trophy and you go,
yeah.
I want the trophy.
Yeah. Then you work hard and then you figure it out. But to not even let the kid feel the feeling of failure.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in life, asshole, because it's all failure, and then you win some, yeah. right?
Yeah.
Life is so much failure.
Yeah, of course. It's about recovery.
Resilience, yeah. What a fucking dumb lesson we're teaching these kids, to give everybody a trophy just for showing up. Good luck. That's fucking retarded. That makes me so mad. Doesn't that make me mad?
Well,
I think it's
funny.
Silly.
You sound like a old lady, you know? Like, fuck that. Good luck. Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, you sound like
I'm that. Turning into a, you said yesterday I was turning into a Midwestern mom.
You're such a Midwestern mom.
Because I think as long as I haven't said awesome sauce yet, I feel like once I say
oh
that.
Oh my God. You were just like, oh my God, that's my jam. That's so my jam. And I'm like, okay.
Oh my goodness. That's my jam. What
oh,
was my jam?
That's my jam right there.
That's my jam.
I don't know. It was something that maybe we were eating or ordering or something. You're like, oh, yeah. That's totally my jam. Like, okay, mom. All right, mom.
I totally am. I just have to start wearing culottes pretty soon.
You're such a mom.
I know.
It's all good.
It's fine, though. I like it. You're a total dad. This morning, we were playing with LJ. You had on your boxer shorts. They're now paper thin, and you've been wearing them around our nanny, which is really neat. Thanks for doing that.
Please.
Your slippers.
Don't even imply. That sounds like you're being sexual.
I don't mean sexual.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
At
wearing
all.
Them around our nanny. Like,
I didn't hear that. You well, heard that.
People hear that.
Oh, yeah. No. What I meant was no regard for her visual assault. The point is that you're not putting on pants, not because you think it's sexy, but it's just disrespect. Yeah. She doesn't want to see your dick and balls hanging out of your shorts.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Nothing. God, let me put this on.
Oh, my God. This show today.
What?
Falling off the rails.
How's it falling off
the rails? The ringing and the barking and the t-shirt deliveries.
It's all right.
God.
Problem was you. You're the only problem.
The point is, do you think? I mean, why don't you put on pants? It's weird that you just walk around in your underwear.
I don't know. I'm comfortable and I'm home. I want to wear my boxers, so people can deal with it.
Do you think she probably notices it, but she's too polite to say anything?
Of course she notices it.
Yeah,
but she's probably also like, I have three boys. She has three boys.
She's three boys, so yeah. She's seen all the cock and balls.
How does my asshole smell, huh?
Are we going to find out or not?
Yeah. I want you to put your finger down there.
I want you to put your finger down
but
there.
But you're supposed to get a step closer.
It's
not me.
Your smells, though.
Yeah, but I want you to.
Babe, it's not sexual. We're just doing pup play. I just need you to put on a dog mask and a latex outfit. You also burp and fart relentlessly around her.
No, I don't.
The Guatemalan nanny.
No, she has to be a few rooms away for me to do it.
The other day I was coming home with Ellis and she was already at our house.
Yeah.
And I was, I saw her in the kitchen as I was pulling in the driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go in to get Ellis in the car seat. I'm taking him out and I just rip a huge fart. Just... And she's right there. Hi, Miss Christina. Oh, shit. She heard me fart.
Of course she
sure.
heard your fart. Yeah. But she farts, too.
I never heard her
fart. No, but she doesn't fart in front of us, but she farts. She's a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's probably heard a lot of farts. She has three boys, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all farts and cocks and balls and taints. Yeah.
Of course. But no one farts like you, so.
That's true.
Sure I'm sure she's not used to whatever you
remember,
you did for her.
Remember last night when I farted and I forgot that I had farted and then I smelled it and I got startled and I was like, who farted?
Yeah.
I went, oh, it smells.
Yeah. Why do you keep saying it? It's so gross. Why do you keep repeating it? You keep telling these stories. They're so terrible.
What's terrible?
The story. And
why?
No one wants to hear that.
About what?
About your farts and your shitting and your farting.
Everybody wants to hear. Babe, this whole show is about farting
no,
and
it's
shitting
not.
And no. coming and.
Stick your tongue in my asshole.
Yeah.
You
mean
you would. I wish you would.
Anyway, I thought it was really neat. The other week, you and I discovered something that we both hate together, which is very rare because we've been together for 12 years.
Yeah.
And just when we thought we discovered everything we mutually hated,
yeah,
we discovered one more thing,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not entertained. I don't think it's great. It's also not singing.
Why do you say that? He's singing.
He's not singing.
Okay, sing like him.
Da 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 la 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 pop 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 pop. Hey, da, 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 da. Hey, na, 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 na. Yeah. Like, it's like.
No, but what about.
I did it my way. Yeah, I guess he kind of sings that one, but most of it is like. I'm walking into the. There's ladies at the bar. Ba da da ba and bring me a drink. And la la la. And you're like, that's not really singing, man. You're just kind of like raising the pitch of your talking voice.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of the songs are like that.
That's singing?
Yeah.
To celebrate
hey,
singing.
It's a bebop boo skeedle dee dot date. Yeah, yeah. I think what bothers me about it is that it's such a chauvinistic.
Well, yeah.
It harkens.
That's the good part.
Right. That's the part you love the book.
Yeah.
It's such like a douchey, chauvinistic thing. If you're if you're way into Sinatra, it means that you love that lane.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, back when the women did everything they should be doing.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Right.
But I just don't feel like it's good music.
Hey.
Or when someone's like, I love listening to Sinatra. I'm like, really, man? Like, that's your favorite music?
I think it just annoys me.
Yeah.
I don't like the, I don't know, it irritates me. It's always kind of irritated me.
But if I had to be honest, I'd rather hear Sinatra than Springsteen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, me too. I agree. Springsteen annoys the shit. I do like the song Born in the USA, though. What?
Because I think to a Springsteen fanatic, that's like a laughable one.
Well, oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
to them,
it's the flagship song. Yeah. Well, I don't know many. All I know is that. And this is your hometown. Your hometown.
It's so annoying.
Oh, it's horrible.
The most annoying part is many people celebrate like it's wonderful. I don't understand. I was actually, we had this conversation maybe on this show. It was either on the show or it was off the show, but it was with Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah.
Where we talked about Springsteen. Yeah. I remember that. I can't remember if we were recording or not.
Yeah.
And he said, I think he put it perfectly. He said that you see people having an experience.
Yeah.
With like music or something, right? So in this case, let's say with his music. And then you digest it and you go, yeah, I'm not sharing that. I don't get that experience that you're having.
Yeah. Yes. And I think too with Springsteen.
And the magnitude of his following, you're like, I think that's why I feel more lost by it. Because I'm like, I don't even understand why 10 people are into this.
Yeah. I think it's cultural, as with Sinatra, with Springsteen, with Lady Gaga, with any music. Mariah Carey, we were watching a show about her.
Yeah, yeah.
If you identify with it on some level, it resonates with your experiences in life.
The
then you're like, I get it.
Fucking hose job. From Springsteen is that he's the blue collar guy, you know.
Well, not any, certainly he's a multimillionaire. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Beyond.
He's the working class guy's guy.
Yeah, you know? Sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. Not anymore. He hasn't been working class since the 1980s.
40 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's singing about trucks and wheat farms or whatever.
Walking on the thing in the soul of my life. The steel workers go.
Right.
And I won't go.
You know who else?
I got up at 6. And I walked the dog.
No, you didn't.
Shut
no,
up.
No, you didn't. I don't hate him. I don't hate. I don't like Bob Dylan. You and I both don't like that. When I was good. Oh, okay. We don't like that.
Readjust my list. Yeah. That is horrendous.
Yeah.
He won a Nobel Prize this year. Last year.
For the musics?
Yeah. He won literature. Oh, Nobel Prize for his songwriting.
Wow.
Bob Dylan.
She's out in the bag and I'm doing the thing. And da, 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 da. Oh, boy. Man. That's irritating as fuck,
I would have given him a noose before I gave him a Nobel Prize. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah. I don't like that. I think I don't like acoustic music in general. That is my least favorite genre. Give me a man or a woman and a guitar and I want to blow my brains out. Really? I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear... Nothing like that. I don't like that at all.
I mean, maybe it was the age too.
It's too emo for me.
When Eric Clapton did that one album, he did an acoustic album.
The Strangers in Heaven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God,
but
I hate
that album.
That song.
Oh, I thought that album and that song was great. I liked
it. It makes me too sad.
Well, it's a super sad song.
Yeah, his son passed away, didn't he?
Yeah,
that it bums me out too much. It's so much of a white bummer.
It's still a good song. I think.
This is your hometown.
Man, and then people start. So when I start announcing how much I hate Springsteen, I would get these messages, and they're like, "Have you tried this?"
Yeah,
and first I was like,
that.
"I don't want to." So then I go, "You know what? I should try it, dude." I tried.
Yeah,
still hated it.
Yeah, I feel that way about you too, and I know I'm going to get a lot of heat on that.
Oh yeah.
My trainer was like, "We're going to go. We're driving to Vancouver. We're going to Vancouver to see you too." And I, you know, she's really selling it to me. Like, they're such a great band. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, I didn't have the heart to tell her. I just don't like them. And I was like, you know, objectively, I get it. And like, again, with all these, objectively,
how'd she react
I
to that?
Get it. She's like, well, maybe you should see them live.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't think so. I think I just,
to
it's
ruin
a preference.
My day even more. Yeah. I think actually a huge punishment for me would be to go see like the E Street Band live.
Oh, is that the worst, do you think?
For me.
Let's think about it.
I'm saying for what I could be like, I watched their entire Hall of Fame induction. I was like, just, I couldn't roll my eyes any harder.
Okay.
And I watched all these concert footage people sent me. I have zero interest.
What about the E Street Band or Bruce Willis's Blues Band?
Well, Honestly, I would
probably... Or Steven Seagal's blues band.
I would probably go see Seagal first, just because I'm so amused by him.
Okay, well, then let's change that.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis and his blues band.
Yeah.
Or the E Street Band. And you got to stay for the whole show. You got to take your seat. You got to watch every song.
Well, I already have disdain for the E Street Band.
Okay.
So I would at least go into Willis's band like, well, you know, maybe I'll...
Maybe it's fun.
Maybe I'll be entertained. Or...
Let's do Sinatra.
Yeah.
Or E Street Band. Go.
Hmm. I would see Sinatra.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, okay. E Street Band or U2?
Oh, definitely go see U2.
You like them, though.
I mean, I like them enough. I'm not like a fan where I have all their shit, but right. I like them enough.
Okay.
And I bet it's a really good show. I mean, show wise.
Okay.
You know, like,
what about death metal?
Mm-hmm.
Death metal or E Street Band?
E Street Band. I hate death metal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough.
What would you choose?
I mean, I think E Street Band, just because a death metal show would give me so much, it would shut me down
emotionally.
What about
for you, death metal or U2?
U2. Because that's the show. Like you said, like at least it's they put on a grand show.
What about U2
or
UB40?
Oh boy. You had to say the UB40.
Yeah. I know you hate
and it. And they play Red Red Wine, right?
They open and close with it.
Open and close with Red Red Wine. Yeah. God damn it. Now that is a tough one.
Yeah.
I hate both of them a lot. Oh, but I hate Red Red Wine.
That's how much you hate that song?
I loathe that song.
That's so funny to me. It doesn't seem like the kind of song where somebody could feel those emotions.
I just hate
it. It doesn't
I
seem
hate
like it.
It
to me.
I just hate
but
it.
But you also have a colder personality than
that's
most.
Not true.
It's true.
You know what I hate about Red Red Wine? I'll tell you why. The one part, because first of all, it is a remake of a reggae song.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's two fucking dorky white English guys doing it infuriates me, number one. And then there's the rap part of the song.
Yeah. Red Wine.
That's
like
the part.
So
I hate that fucking all of the time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's a fake reggae breakdown.
Yeah, it is.
It's not
like a teacher doing a rap song about fucking, you know, geometry or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a fake flavor.
It's obtuse. It's a triangle. Multiply by 10. Like when they do like try to be connect with the kids.
Right. Right.
Do a rap about it.
Right. Safety first, guys. Yeah. Yeah. You got to look both ways before you're crossing the street.
So fucking
lame. It's super, super lame, bro. I don't like it. Yeah. Oh, you know what else we both hate? Southwestern things.
Oh, thematically.
Anything Southwest aesthetically.
Like the aesthetic theme of like, oh, this is a Southwest decor.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's interesting that we both really don't like that. That's one of the few genres I'm not interested in at all.
Yeah.
Anything Southwestern. I don't like Southwestern tastes, like their food even.
Yeah.
And I've had it a lot because I've been through those regions. I don't like their version of Mexican food. It's too different for me.
Yeah, you're
right. I like sopapillas. I do like those. I will say that.
See, like.
Oh, I hate that shit.
This pillow.
Fuck that pillow.
Yeah, what is it about?
Fuck this.
This shit.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, I hate this room. I want to set it on fire.
So do I. Fuck, I hate it. Oh, look how ugly that is.
I know.
I fucking hate it.
What is this called? Like this?
Navajo?
No, but I mean like doing that. Like that as a, like that, making a pattern. Like, isn't there like a theme?
Dude,
like,
I don't know.
Is that quilted? Is that, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's like a... Yeah, a tapestry?
Tapestry?
Is that what that's called?
I don't know.
That's not Southwest. Yeah. That is like sun things. Oh, I hate that.
It's shit.
You know what I really hate? Are fucking dream catchers.
This is like what I meant.
Oh, no. You know what I hate most? Horns.
Horns on
horns the wall. For lamps and like dream catchers.
I imagine every home in Albuquerque looks like this.
Yeah, yeah. And I like downtown Albuquerque. I've been there.
You have?
I have. I filmed a show down there, that Hitchhiker show.
Oh.
I spent a while in Albuquerque.
I think I actually want to go do a show in Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It.
Albuquerque's great.
But then they just tell them how much I hate their decor.
That is garbage.
Just do that for 10 minutes. I just want to tell you how much I hate the way things look here. That's what
I don't like turquoise either, the stone.
And I feel like Southwest like style for like that tie.
Bolo tie.
The string tie. Is
that
a bolo?
I think so. I hate those.
Those fucking suck.
Yeah. Now the people are wonderful.
Yeah.
We're not, I'm not putting down the, you know, it's just the style. I'm not interested.
Yeah, that
not
is.
Not interested.
That is a dog shit look, that tie.
Mm-hmm.
That is horrible.
That is terrible. Bolo. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. Bolo tie.
This thing too.
That is garbage.
And it has that bullshit design on the pendant.
It's all like Navajo stuff. Yeah. Fucking terrible.
I mean.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
God.
That's really bad.
I'm going to get you one.
Oh, you're right. It is like Navajo.
Yeah, it's Indian stuff. Yeah. I'm sorry. Native American.
Sorry. Native.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, natives?
look at that native. He's got full neck tats and a bullet. Well, you see, that's when you're a badass.
He's a white boy, though. He's a white boy.
Yeah.
Actually, no, this is a total hipster.
Yeah,
hipster. It's a hipster that has adopted the bolo Western
style. He can do it. Like, he's rocking
it. He can pull it off, yeah. There's Clint doing it. It's really ugly.
Yeah.
I think I would prefer that we had not just massacred the people, but that style, too, you know, because that's really bad.
When we handed them the blankets full of the pox. Yeah. We should have also ripped their bolo ties off their fucking necks.
Get your stupid fucking tie off. Yeah. It's really ugly.
Give me your fucking dream catchers too, asshole.
Like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
It's neat though to find things you mutually hate as a couple.
I don't know if we hate anything quite that much together.
Well, Southwestern's our big one. I know we both hate.
I mean, we have different preferences in shows. I mean, we'll find, that's when it's exciting to watch a show together because separately we watched, last night I watched that kidnapping show.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, it was really fucking intense.
About
man.
How to kidnap or how to be a hostage?
No, I watched the first episode of that hostage show on Netflix. It was about the Lucasville prison riots and how the prisoners took over and held the guards captive. And it was really...
Which I'm surprised that doesn't happen a lot.
It's so terrifying what happened there. And they have so much footage and photos of it and the testimony that you can't help but be, you realize that has to be literally one of the worst imaginable things is what happened there, which is super super violent guys like the worst of the worst guys take over a prison. They murdered a bunch of like it was a bunch of retaliation that, you know, like scores were settled amongst prisoners first, then they...
Which is interesting that they prioritize that way. So you mean to tell me they kidnapped the guards?
Well, at first they...
Yeah,
you know,
let's walk through this.
A couple guards were like beaten down, right? And then within moments, one of the prisoners got to the control board, opened all the you know, whatever,
the cells,
and they started rioting. In the midst of the riot, prisoners were killing other prisoners.
Wow.
Right? Like, they're like, that guy.
Right. See, now you think.
Always wanted to do something to.
Right. Like, you got beef with it. Now, you'd think that your priority as a prisoner, when there's a moment, is to escape. That you would go, look, the buttons have been pushed. We're at the control. But number one is retaliation. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, they murdered 9 other prisoners were murdered within this prison. And then they tied up the guards, and then they had like a list of demands, and the prison was trying to negotiate with them. Here's one thing that was like interesting. There's a manual that the prison has about how to negotiate with prisoners if there's ever a situation like this.
Yeah.
And the prisoners found it.
You're kidding.
So they were the negotiator that the prison used. Like the actual prisoner was reading the manual.
Hilarious.
And knew when they were doing tactics.
Hilarious. Brilliant.
So, so they're trying to stall because the whole idea of the negotiation tactic that the administration was using was to basically break them down. So they cut off the electricity, cut off the water, and it was like, wear them down. That's how you'll win this negotiation. Mm. The guy goes, I know what you're doing. Like they have all the recorded calls. And he's like, I know what you're fucking doing, stalling and saying my name over and over. I know that shit. Like, he's reading it. And then he said, like, if you don't fucking, like, whatever, meet this demand in 3.5 hours, we're going to kill a guard.
Ugh.
And.
Oh, my God.
Administration, the police didn't believe him. And they were like, we got to do it. So they killed a guard.
Whoa. Yeah.
And then they tossed his body out on the yard.
Damn.
Oh, shit. It just escalated. But then, you know, these guys, the other guys that didn't get killed, the guards, they were held captive there for 9 days.
Mm.
Imagine that.
By like hardcore pedophiles, murderers, rapists.
Really, really scumfucks. Savage dudes. And yeah. He said like the mind stuff, like the mind games. Like one guy had an aluminum bat and he would just tap it on the ground. He was like, we're going to split your head all over that
oh
wall.
Oh my God.
And he would tap it at different rates.
Oh my God.
To kind of, you know. Yeah.
I can't say there's not enough money in the world to get me to work in a prison. With
oh,
those
I know.
Dudes.
I know.
I'd rather collect, I don't know. Dirty diapers. I'd rather smell your butt all day.
Yeah.
And that beam. God, this water's so good. Where's your water?
I kind of feel like that.
Where's your water?
The last few moments have been so entertaining that we need to find something boring to
Where's
watch,
your water?
You know?
Where's your water?
Lake Sheen International continues to ship screensaver machines all around the world.
No.
We recently delivered a Screensaver Max machine to one of our newest customers, True Concrete Solutions, located in Michigan. What is unique about this delivery is that most of our customers take a somewhat more
I love
conservative
these boring
approach
videos.
To practice with their new machine
Fuck,
and train their operators. Sean Richards and his extremely hardworking crew of seven guys.
Oh, God, the voiceover is boring.
Process. They decided that they would Footage take delivery boring. Of the Screensaver Max machine and place 1,400 okay. yards of concrete.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself.
Square feet the first day of machine delivery and an additional 30,000 square
okay,
feet.
Okay, we got it.
Day.
You got it?
I got it. It's fucking boring.
Well, I'm not bored.
The boom operated high production Screensaver Max machine proved
Screensaver.
The right machine for this massive agricultural pit job. The 4,500-pound Screensaver Max arrived at the job
Screensaver
site on a pickup
Max.
Truck trailer combination, allowing it to
oh
be driven
God.
Directly into the pit on a sand-based ramp that would have been prohibitive to a machine delivered on a semi-truck tractor-trailer
okay.
combination.
Thank you, Tom. You can shut it off now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's just, you know, sometimes you don't believe that something could be boring, and we'd like to dig it up and find it for you.
The Kubota 35-horsepower diesel engine, combined with the considerable speed head down pressure of a boom-operated machine,
yeah.
resulted in handling slumps that ranged from 3 to 6.
Oh, my God. So I just realized something, too. We had that thing you emailed me. I should bring that up.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's so great. Well, there's two things I emailed you that I want you to play.
Yeah, that's right. The first one. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my fuck.
You got a dad boner.
Yeah, so good.
So great.
It was sent in a few times, so people really like this one.
This is
and it's so good.
We've been, you know, we've been doing dad boner clips for a while now.
Glassin' dads.
Yeah, it all started with Glassin'.
Just Glassin'.
And now we have
Glassin' dads.
A dad that is glassing about trains. About this specific train. This is from...
It's really excited.
Yeah. I mean, listen to how excited...
Okay. Ah, I've been waiting for this moment for months, and it's finally here.
By the way, it's just... Right now, he's seeing a train about to leave a train station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is all he's seeing.
That's it.
So the bell is ringing like it's about to take off. He's like, ah.
His dad boner
I'm
is
finally
so
going to get a Heritage unit on camera. Yeah. All right. Look at that. 1953 E8. Woohoo. Wow. Oh, yeah. Listen to that bell.
God.
Yeah. Listen to that bell. Oh, take a look at that. Oh, my God. Listen to that horn! Oh my God! Oh, she's beautiful! She is beautiful!
My
yeah!
Oh my God.
All right! Oh my! Oh! Oh! Oh no! It's a PL2 too! Oh! The SNC 52! Oh my God! Oh, we're gonna watch this! Oh, this is special! This is special!
Oh!
Oh, that horn gives me the chills. Oh, and the chills have absolutely nothing to do with how cold it is here. Oh, but that doesn't stop a foamer. Oh, especially when it comes to Heritage equipment. Oh, this is fantastic.
This is so uncomfortable.
Oh my goodness.
I would
Look
like,
at that.
I would
Blue
love
and gray.
To make you sleep with this guy.
Oh,
that would be my dream.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would love that to happen. You know, like just as punishment.
Oh, fuck, that's super funny.
That is really crazy.
It's good to have something to get this stoked about, you know?
Yeah, he's really stoked.
Mm. I don't get that excited about anything in life. I love when these dads get super pumped about dumb shit.
I know. So we've had whale guy.
I got a moose.
Hunter.
Our first. Yeah, the hunter guy.
And what was the other one?
I'm glassing.
No, the other one. There was a new one last week.
Oh, my brain is gone.
There you go.
The whales. The whales. We talked the whales.
It was after that.
I don't remember now.
You don't remember?
I don't remember anymore. Oh, my brain. I have mom brain. I forget what I even.
Solar eclipse, dad.
The solar eclipse.
That's what it was. It was solar.
Oh, yeah. The diamond crowning. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Totality. Oh, my God. Look at those streamers. Look at the chromas. It's all prominences.
Prominences.
Look at the chroma.
The train guy.
The streamers.
Seemed, I think, to be even way more excited than any of these other dads.
Yeah. He really lost his load seeing those boring ass trains.
Seeing and hearing the horn.
Because here's the thing.
And then he tried to come up with like a sportscaster's call about it. He was like, the chills have nothing to do with the weather outside. Like that's what, you know, like a
he threw some extra
says.
Dad flavor on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think and also for me personally, I understand getting excited about an eclipse or the whales
yeah.
or catching a moose, hunting a moose, but
yeah.
The train was kind of like, okay, bro, you ain't seen trains before?
Well, he's obviously a train devotee.
A train enthusiast,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. He really fucking likes trains. It's ridiculous. So crazy. Yeah, there's no...
I love these excited dads.
I know, I like it too. I like excited dads a lot. Oh, it's just glass and clip.
Just glass. And
glass. All
glass. 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 I caught a moose. Can you please play...
Okay.
On Twitter today.
Yeah.
I've been dying. You won't let me listen to it again.
Yeah. There's this guy. Yeah. I wanted to save the excitement about it. So you guys know the Hey Mommy and Thanks Jeans obviously have been hugely popular. We get literally fucking dozens every day.
It's a movement.
Yeah. But today a guy sent in one and I'm trying to pull this up. Here it is, here. This guy is in a car. His name is Jet Ski Jeff, and he's in an Uber.
He's in an Uber, yeah.
And he decides to just use, like, show topics, like little talking points in his conversation with the Uber driver. It's so ridiculous and funny.
We're going to Top Golf right now. Our Uber driver's got us. Ryan's back there, hindsight. And we're just going to go, we're going to go golf. You know what I mean? We're going to do it for Hitler.
We're going to do it for Hitler.
Wow. It's a strong start.
It's so crazy if you're the driver to hear that. But we're going to do it for Hitler.
What?
Okay.
One time my mom asked me if she would, you know, if I would date her. I was like, I would date my mom. You know? Huh? You know, I was like, maybe I would date my mom.
What?
She told me she would date me. So, you know. Yeah. It is what it is, I guess.
It is what it is, I guess. This is so not true. My favorite part of that part of the thing is just that he's eating.
Yeah.
And he's just like, casual. My mom was like, you know, would you date me? And I was like, oh, maybe I would date my mom, you know?
It's such a throwaway. That's why it's so great.
You know. I was like, maybe I would date my mom.
Yeah.
She told me she would date me. So,
Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah.
She wouldn't date me though because I was the water champ. And she wanted somebody who was a little dehydrated.
Absolute nonsense.
Gibberish.
Yeah,
to
that
poor
person
woman.
Is
yeah.
like, what are you talking about?
I'm gonna stop at this store.
Stop at this store, we can go on a quick cum run.
She liked that.
Yeah, she liked that.
I mean, where's that light, Ryan?
What's that light?
Oh, okay. But one of the main things we love doing in Jersey is putt play. You're a putt play? Oh, putt play's the best. It's like, you know, it's just... It's not like a sexual thing, but like people just like dressing up like dogs.
What?
It's fun. It's a lot.
What?
She's like, one a day. One a day. There's a lot of putt play going on.
One a day.
We dress up like dogs and
what? We dress up like dogs and we just, you know, just have fun. Just like dogs have fun. You know, sometimes we go on cum runs. It's a part of the putt play.
Part of the putt play.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know. You figure out who's the most high and tight, and who's the most hydrated, and it's a lot of fun.
Really ridiculous.
Can't
she's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's back there.
She's telling this story for sure.
Yeah, she's like, know? What? This
guy was talking about Cameron. Said he's going to date his mom.
You there in Jersey, stay hydrated.
All right.
That's what we do. We're at Topgolf right now, and we're gonna glass here pretty hard.
Okay. So ridiculous.
That was really great. Jet Ski Jeff.
Good job, Jet Ski Jeff. That had us laughing.
That really made us laugh hard.
He's like, it's fun to date my mom.
I was like, I don't know, maybe I would,
I asked him, will you ever date your mom?
Wow, this water is so fresh and clean. Where's your water?
You keep asking.
Where's your water?
A bunch came in of Hi Mommy Thanks Jeans. You want to see some?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Favorite segment.
Good morning. Welcome to Starbucks. Can I get any breakfast going for you today?
Hi, Mommy. I'm Glass, and God bless this nigga. You know what I mean? What I'm saying? Can I get a succulent Chinese meal? Shout out to your mom's house, and a high and tight caramel macchiato with an extra shot of Stanima, please.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please? I didn't understand that.
Oh, I need a tall caramel macchiato with an extra shot of brown.
An extra shot of what?
Espresso.
An espresso?
Yeah.
Okay, so a tall hot caramel macchiato with an extra shot of espresso. And what else are we getting for you?
This is pretty low and loose, but can I get this at the kid temperature, please? Because I got some sensitive chompers.
Okay, so a tall hot caramel macchiato with an add shot at kid's temperature?
Yeah, that's correct.
Anything else?
That's it.
That's
thank you, Jeans.
Absurd.
We'll see you here. Thank you.
That was...
Fuck, man.
Wow, the game elevates with Stanima.
It was Stanima, yeah.
Every Stanima. Week, it gets higher and higher, the game.
The game is always evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like, wow. Whew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I thought getting a Hey Hitler in there was controversial.
Me too, man.
And
Stanima.
He threw in a God blesses,
it sounded like you.
Stanima.
That was Corey.
Gosh, Corey, good work.
Good morning, welcome, Hunter. How may I help you?
Hey, Hitler, can I get the loaded breakfast burrito?
Would you like to make that a combo?
You know what, I'm just Glass, and so can we just keep just the burrito?
Sure. Anything else for you?
You know what, I am going to get a medium Coke Zero.
Okay. Exactly what you order.
You know what? Can you make that a large? I got a really bad bite.
Large? Yeah, not a problem.
That's funny. Make it a large.
That's really funny.
This sounds kind of weird, but are you guys hiring right now?
We're taking applications on Snagajob.
Oh, yeah. You have stuff? Is that online?
Yes, it is.
Do you have stuff online, like on Facebook or LinkedIn?
No, if you go to Snagajob,
LinkedIn.
Okay. There are parties on there and you apply
you
through
walked
that.
Her into that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then it goes to the computer.
Oh, I see. LinkedIn. I was looking. I know LinkedIn is helpful, so that's what I was asking. Sorry, I know that was random.
That's okay.
Sorry, can you read that back to me?
LinkedIn is helpful.
Fucking camp. You know what? Let's just make it a meal. I'm sorry. Can we make it a combo?
Sure can. Did you want the hash browns
also? Unreal. Yes, please.
LinkedIn is helpful.
Some extra napkins because I need to wipe down.
Anything else I need for you?
I think Jesus. That's it. So, I see it on the screen here. What's the total?
732.
Oh, I really like that. Okay.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Thanks, Mommy.
Wow.
Wow.
Talk about a medley.
That's Landon.
landed, and that was old school. You got
He got in so many good ones.
Yeah, fucking camp. That's an original.
LinkedIn is helpful.
Yeah. God.
Yeah. I mean, he went back in the vaults on the references there.
Yeah,
you're a real diehard mommy if you knew some of those.
Yeah, that's really old school. I can't even find. Wow. I don't even
fucking camp. That is so deep in the soundboard.
Yeah,
fucking camp. That's a girl that has Tourette's. By the way, if we don't know that reference.
Yeah,
and she's talking about camp, and she goes, "Sometimes I say swears, you know, like fucking camp."
No, she says big words.
Oh, she says big words. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, "Sometimes I say big words
like the word that Christina always
like,
says.
Like, and I don't always say that.
Like what she says first thing in the morning.
Oh my God.
She makes a sign of the cross and she goes,
big words.
Yeah. That's the girl that says fucking camp.
Yeah.
It's for her. People who don't know.
Fuck, where'd it go? I really don't know.
Fucking camp. She's so upset about camp. It's so funny.
Yeah. And then I say these words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These words.
Unreal.
Wow, that guy really got them all in.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That
was good. He also Landon. Did, thank you.
What's it called?
Man.
I just saw it. Oh, yeah. He did. He said, I really like that.
I really like that.
For the price.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So Scar good.
Brooks. I really like that.
LinkedIn is helpful. That was old school, too.
Well, look, this got so popular doing these. Might as well tell you guys.
Man.
That we did it. We did it. We did it. The Hey Mommy. Thanks, Jeans shirt.
Yeah, I'm so proud of it.
It has logos from some of the more popular drive-through establishments, but it has, you know, kind of different names on it. So there's Burger Jeans. It says Eat Trash in the Subway logo. Overpriced Coffee. It says, what is it?
Toxic
say
Hell.
Toxic
for
Hell.
For Taco Bell.
It says Farties for Arby's. It says Pull Out Burger for In-N-Out. It says Tina's Chris Jr. for Carl's. Your Mom's House for Mickey D's. And Tommy's Old Fashioned Laughs for Wendy's.
And I think she's got a beard, it looks like.
Here's what we did, too. Because of that shirt snafu, we actually upgraded to a tri-blend, which is the really soft shirts. So this is a really, really soft shirt. And it says, "Hey, mommy."
Thanks, Jeans.
It's a super insider shirt.
Super.
So it's on sale. Check it out. Go to TomSegura.com. Click on the store, and the link will take you to our merch page. And anyways, it's really cool. We had a lot of fun designing it.
We did. We got a lot of laughs out of this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We've been very excited about this.
About Hey, Mommy. Thanks
Jeans. It's so silly.
God, that's funny, though.
I feel like if you do these, you should buy one. To
yeah,
commemorate
great.
Your
it's
thing,
great.
Your
it's,
journey.
It's absurd.
It's absurd.
Here's
so
another one.
Silly.
Here's
Hi, Oda,
Michael.
Whenever you're ready. Hey, Hitler, can I have
Jesus.
A veggie burger for my vegan vagina and just like the gays?
You said a veggie burger, son?
Yeah, veggie burger. No mayonnaise.
Okay.
Just like the gays.
Two large fries.
God.
Actually, would you ever date your son?
Make it a what, hon?
Just make that one.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
And a large Coke, too, actually. So just making a meal, you know what I'm saying?
And that was a large Coke?
Yeah.
Okay, will that be all for you?
Just a minute, Top Dog. I'm just glassing.
What was that?
Just glassing for a minute. Let me get a medium water too. I gotta stay hydrated. And do you guys have the double pipe classic?
So funny.
Have the what, hon?
The double pipe classic. You might not have it here. That's okay. It's extremely rare. So I take it you guys probably don't have the Cincinnati fart either.
Wow.
The what, hon?
The Cincinnati fart.
Host the naughty party?
Never mind. That'll do it, mommy.
Wait a minute. What'd she hear?
Thanks, Jeans.
The post natty? The post natty
so
tart?
So fucking funny.
Oh, probably don't have the Cincinnati fart either.
The what, hon?
The Cincinnati fart.
Host the naughty party?
Never mind. That'll do it, mommy.
Fuck.
Okay, sweetheart. It'll be $7.86.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right, thanks, Jeans.
Wow.
Well, that was brilliant when he says, would you ever date your son?
Yeah, and she goes, what was that? He goes, yeah. Kyle, just take one.
Yeah, that was really brilliant.
Hey, Hitler.
God. Everybody calling people Hitler is ridiculous.
Oh, no, another one.
Hey, Hitler, could I get the McFeast meal?
Spicy or
normal?
Large,
no, could I get a medium with water? I want to stay hydrated, like Mommy Tina.
Yes!
And then that's it, blood.
Blood. Thank
you, great, thanks, Jeans.
626. I like how they say normal. They say...
This is a South African, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That sounds like a South African accent.
But normal?
Yeah.
Or they don't say supersized,
right?
Or not. Yeah. Normal,
that's
which
Ken.
Is true.
Thanks,
good
Ken.
Job, Ken.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Really good work.
Hey, Mommy, do you have the 50-piece nugget meal?
Not anymore.
Oh, in that case, can I get 2 20-piece nuggets and hey, Heather, what'd you want?
Big Mac.
And can I get the Big Mac?
Any sauce, nugget?
Can I get honey mustard, please?
Anything else?
Hold on, I'm just glassing. Let me get a large fry.
That's the logical, standard response now.
It's just glassing.
To when they go, is anything else? You go, just give me some. I'm just glassing. Just give me a second.
Yeah, it kind of worked out nicely that
everybody
way.
Says it. And it seems like everybody who's on the other end of that goes like, okay.
They understand that one. Now, hey, Hitler is also kind of a natural greeting. But it's really interesting that, but you would
but
never think that anyone
we'll have
call
a
you
shirt
that.
For that. I don't think we're going to be selling that.
People
one.
Have asked, and I'm like, I don't know if we should really.
I think we'll leave Hitler alone.
And I think that's it. So I'm not fat like Bert. Yeah, that's it. Can I get a total, please?
I love when people say that.
Yeah, me too.
1737.
Okay, thanks, Jeans. Bye.
That's good.
That's
hey, Mommy. Thanks, Jeans.
Be manly, and there's. Jimmy?
Hey, Jeans. That smoked butterscotch, can you get that in the venti? Yeah, can I get that high and tight? All right, that's how Mommy likes it, so I'm going to have to get it that way. No, thank you.
That was silly. Short and sweet and silly.
And he said high and tight, and she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy. Thanks, Jimmy.
Good job. Now, the 50-piece nugget, I'm curious how long that lasted. That sounds disgusting.
That sounds like a lot. It's too
50.
Much.
50?
No, that's too much.
I like a nugget. Don't get me wrong, but 5-0, that's tough.
How about this?
James, I'll just gloss for a minute.
No worries.
All right, I'm done glossing. In your buckets, what quantities do they come in?
Are you talking chicken?
Yeah, chicken, yeah.
Yeah, so on its own, we do pieces of 5, 9, 12, 15, 21. But in like the family buckets and stuff, we have the mega feast, which is 12. And then the mega bucket, which is 15.
No, I don't want to be fat like Bert. Okay, so did you say a 12? Is that one of them?
Yeah, so were you after any chips or anything?
No, I don't want to be skinny like Tom. So, a 12 bucket would be cool.
So 12 pieces.
And for sauces, do you do any mushy purples?
No, sorry.
Oh, okay. I think that'd be it, I'd say.
No worries,
you're
traveling through.
Okay, thanks, Mommy.
That was great.
That's Dave.
Good job, Dave. And I like the use of subtitles there.
Yeah,
mushy purples.
Breaking it down for us. He's like, they don't know these accents. What's going on?
That's true.
There's one more Australian.
Hey, Mommy, can I get a large cheeseburger meal with frozen Coke?
Yeah, with a frozen Coke. Anything else today?
Plus another cheeseburger.
Press.
Press.
Yep. That's it. Amaze. Thanks, James.
Yeah, short
press
and sweet.
And
I like
amaze.
It.
Yeah.
That's
good
great.
Word. We can't keep up with them now.
No, we can't. There's too many.
It's funny. It's just... Well, now you got to get the shirt to commemorate the movement.
That's so funny.
God damn.
We're building the wall. We're going to keep the motherfuckers out. That's my favorite thing.
I know.
My favorite thing of the year so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't like it.
Building the wall. Told y'all the wall was coming.
Told y'all.
Keep the motherfuckers out. We running the industry now.
We're running the industry now.
I love it so much. Shit, man. What's this here?
I think I have to shit.
Let's see. Is this you?
You didn't even hear me.
Oh, it's me. Oh, look. It's me. It's me drinking water on stage. Look. That's in Atlanta.
Yeah, but you're...
That, look at that. Spiking a bottle.
I've done that, too.
Wow.
That's just for show. Where's your water now? Interesting. We've been shooting this show for the last hour and a half. Tom, seriously.
Do you see that crowd
Tom,
going nuts?
Where's your water right
Let's
now?
Let's watch it again. Drinking all that water.
Tom. Tom.
Unreal.
Excuse me.
That's funny.
Excuse me, but where's your water right now?
Here's the thing. I talked to a doctor, and he told me I drink so much water. Mm-hmm. I actually need to dial it back a little bit.
I have a refreshing glass right here, and I don't see yours. Isn't that something?
You know what you're definitely not?
Interesting.
The memory champ.
Why?
Because your memory sucks.
Yeah, so what? I never sleep anymore. Once you have a kid, it's gone.
I just wanted to say, there's just one more thing.
Yeah, I don't have a good memory. So what? You're the memory champ. Fine. I'm the personality champ.
No, you're not.
I'm the water champ.
No.
Everybody knows that.
No.
Everybody says it.
No.
No. No. No. What else? I'm the smile champ. My teeth are much better than yours. The doctor said so. The doctor gave me an A. What was your grade?
February 9th.
Oh my God, you're just going to ignore me?
I will be at the House of Blues in Las Vegas. If you live in Vegas, holler at your boy. If you're planning a trip to Vegas that week, it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out. House of Blues, man. I'm bringing the full charge. It'll be a good time. That Sunday, February 12th, we are doing the podcast live at the Irvine Improv in Irvine, California. Two shows. We're going to do two different podcasts live. 7 and 9. The 7 o'clock is sold out. So we added a 9 o'clock. And then that one, Yoshi Obayashi is joining us. That'll be really fun. If you've never heard the Yoshi episodes and you're around, you should come see him live.
And those tickets are going fast too, by the way.
They are. They're
so
moving.
Get them now if you want them.
My tour continues. If you go to tomsegura.com/tour, you can get tickets. I know a bunch of shows have sold out. I think Edmonton sold out. I don't know if Calgary still has tickets. I'm doing Huntington, New York, which is Long Island, Montclair, Atlantic City. All of them are like right on the verge of selling out if they're not sold out. Vancouver, sold out a couple in Chicago. We added a show. We added a show in Detroit at Royal Oak. And we added a show in Boston. So get tickets now or you'll miss out. TomSegura.com/tour. Jeans?
All right. In addition to February 12th with my lover, my paramour, Tom, February 17th, I'm at the Hollywood Improv headlining that show. My friend Marilyn Rice Cub is joining. Steve Simone. Hold on. Oh, February 18th, Flappers Comedy Club headlining that too the next night. April 13th through 15th, Brea Improv. May 4th through 5th, Phoenix, Arizona, Stand Up Live. May 19th through 20th, Jew Dork Titties, Gotham Comedy Club. June 1 through 3rd, I've just added Denver. Denver Comedy Works, downtown,
oh my
brothers.
God. When is that?
June 1st through 3rd.
That's
so
the best, man.
Come see me in Denver. And then June 16th through 17th, Man Fran Disco at the Punchline Comedy Club. Tickets at thousandranch.com. That's it.
I love it. All right. That's a fun show, Jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should get going.
Okay.
You want to go get some Korean food?
Fuck, I'm dying. Please, hurry. Let's go.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Please check out Your Mom's House podcast.com. And we'll be back again next week. We love you. We thank you. Goodbye, Jeans.
Bye, mommies. Hello. Thank you.
My name is John McAfee. John McAfee. John McAfee.
Pooping someone out. Pooping someone out. Pooping someone out.
John McAfee.
He asked me to shit in his mouth. Shit in his mouth. Shit in his mouth. He asked me to shit in his mouth. Shit in his mouth.
shit in his mouth. That was the only thing I did. Poop in someone's mouth. That was the only thing I did. Shit in his mouth.
Eat the poo poo. Eat the poo poo.
John McAfee.
Eat the poo poo. Eat the poo poo.
John McAfee.
Fuck me in my ass, man.